Pop Spotting 149.
Thursday, October 20th, 2011.
Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's time once again for Pop Talk and Trivia Thursday, the one day a week where we give you a break from our voices so that we can feature a voice from our brilliant Ohana.
You share with us a few of your favorite things and we share with you some needlessly difficult trivia questions.
Joining us today is Daniel from Boston. He's a longtime listener and a frequent contributor. And in fact, he was the man who helped us to tackle the new fall TV season last week.
After 20 years of life split between higher education and religious education, he's now executive director of a synagogue in Boston.
He's also a poet and a blogger, or a blogging poet. He's the poet behind Talking to Myself at Barkowitz.blogspot.com, and you can find him at Twitter at Barkowitz.
Welcome to the show, Daniel. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you both. It's a real pleasure to be on the podcast with you. I am a very, very big fan and a longtime fan. So this is a dream come true.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Well, we really appreciate everything that you've done for us. You know, other podcasts have interns, but we owe a lot to being able to find our way around from a lot of the information that you provide for us. What do you do on Talking to Myself? I mean, I see that you are a poet. Is it just something that you share? Is that a thing, blogging poetry?
Yeah, there is actually a huge blogging poetry movement, believe it or not. And this is another piece. You know, it's faded a little bit in the distance in the recent past. It's hard to keep up with all of it, but it's really an opportunity for me to share some poetry. In my personal life story, I wrote poetry a lot as a teenager, and then took a long break from it and came back as an adult. And so, you know, one of the pieces I try to do is look at poetry I wrote as a youngster and connect back to it as an adult, writing on the same themes.
I like that concept.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I wish that I had that ability at least to avoid some of the mistakes that I've made or pass on some of that wisdom.
So here on our Thursday shows, we ask all of our brilliant listeners to share three things that they're enjoying or watching or listening to. So can you give us your recommendations, Daniel?
So I'm going to do a little bit of a cheat, but my first one is music, and I have actually, under that, two artists that are absolutely phenomenal.
I would
categorize them as both modern, contemporary, but also with throwbacks to a sort of a creative aspect of a different era.
All right, lay it on us.
So the first one, I'm sure you've heard at least one of the songs from, and the group, the individual, is Owl City. Owl City is probably the most famous single was Fireflies. That was out a couple of years ago. But Owl City is actually a guy by the name of Adam Young who records, and it's very synth pop heavy, but it's lovely. And his new album, which is recently out, actually has a phenomenal, it's the album title is All Things Bright and Beautiful. It was released in 2011. And the combination of the synth pop along with the great lyrics and just this fresh, clean sound is something that I love, and it's, you know, ear candy for me. So I'm going to play you a little bit of a track called Deer in the Headlights by Owl City.
DJ Daniel, I like it.
There we go. It's a fun piece, and listen for the lyrics, and here we go. That gives you a little taste of their the sound of Owl City.
Well, you know, I don't think we've ever had clips for a Thursday show. Maybe you're starting something here. What did you think of that track?
It kind of sounds like a TV show theme song.
Huh.
You know, it's funny, actually. A lot of his music has been used as commercial pieces. But it has, again, that sort of clean, to me, that clean, fresh synth pop sound, which I really enjoy.
I like it. And you said there were two artists in this recommendation?
Yeah, the other one that I really think you guys would get a kick out of is an organization called, or it's a group called the Shanghai Restoration Project.
Huh.
And the artist here, again, it's a, you know, it's a group title, but it's mainly Dave Liang, who's a Chinese-American artist. And what he does, which I really think is fascinating, is he takes sort of Chinese more traditional instruments and he plays them, but he overdubs them with electronica.
Hmm.
And it provides a fascinating combination. There are a number of different albums that they've recorded, but the song I'm going to play for you is probably one of his best known, and it's called Miss Shanghai. So that gives you a little bit of a taste of Miss Shanghai by the Shanghai Restoration Project.
I really like that.
I do. I mean, it's like it has that crisp, clean sound, like you said. I mean, I did visit Shanghai, and it immediately reminded me of some of the CDs that I brought back. I, in fact, kind of drove Jen up the wall with some of that music, but that really sounds good.
And what is your second recommendation?
So for a second recommendation, I'm going to recommend a series of books that's coming out, and it's actually just released the second in what I think is going to be a trilogy. And it's Lev Grossman's Magician series. I don't know if you've heard about this one at all.
No, I'm not familiar with it at all.
So this has been described, as I've heard it, as Harry Potter grown up. So let me describe a little bit of the series. The concept is our protagonist actually discovers that when he's applying for college, there actually is a wizarding college that he can apply to and he's selected to go to. And the name of the wizarding college is Breakbills. This is an elite wizarding college. And he gets selected to go and leaves behind his friends and family. And he's also been a longtime fan of a series of novels called the Fillory novels. Now, basically, you should think of this as C.S. Lewis's Chronicle of Narnia, but sort of set in this fantasy world. And he comes to find out that the land of Fillory is actually a real land. And so there's some action that takes place at the college, some action that takes place in Fillory. It's a really wonderful combination of, as I say, sort of Harry Potter for grown-ups, looking back at C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia. It's a fascinating series.
I like the setup of it. I like the idea of the next generation or the next step up for a Harry Potter reader or for a world like that. But can you maybe give us a picture of this universe, the places that they are, or some of the characters that you might meet in the Magicians series?
Sure. And I would also say it's not really a series for kids. So to be really specific, you know, this is what these kids do in college, what all of us do in college.
Oh, my.
Yes, exactly. Which is there's experimentation. There's a lot of sexuality. There's a lot of drinking. You know, it is certainly a more adult and realistic world in some ways than the Harry Potter world. You know, and then within the novel itself, Quentin Coldwater, who's our main character, comes in and sort of takes a very magical SAT-like exam and gets selected. And one of the first people he meets is a character named Penny, who is a fantastic magician a year ahead of Quentin. But he meets a whole series of characters and begins to actually journey, as I say, to this magical world. And within the magical world of Fillory, there are things like there's an alcoholic bear, there are trees that have clocks built into them. There's time travel. It's a phenomenal piece and a very expansive universe.
You had me at alcoholic bear.
It sounds absolutely like a winner. I do like the idea that it's a book about a universe in which there is a sub-universe. I mean, it starts to get a little recursive and definitely kind of makes some references to the kind of fandom that exists for fantasy novels. Sounds really cool.
And what is your third recommendation?
So the third recommendation is The Wheel of Time. And The Wheel of Time is a book series, but it's so much more than that. It's actually a book series and a podcast, or a series of podcasts, series of fan web pages, a conference. It is to the fantasy world what Lost is to the TV crowd, I would say.
Oh, okay.
This is a phenomenal series. It would begin with the books. The author, the main author, is Robert Jordan. And the first book is called The Eye of the World. And this is a classic evil and good battle with sort of a huge landscape of characters. High fantasy, I would say. And it's at this point, it's 13 books, but there's a 14th book coming with one prequel novel and one sort of offline expanding book that talks about the world that all of this is set within.
Well, I mean, that's it, just with all of the different parts that are involved, it sounds like an enormous universe. How could someone even begin? What would draw a new person into the Wheel of Time world?
You begin, if you were interested in the series, you begin with The Eye of the World, which is the first book, and it was published in January 1990. And it's a great introduction to the series. You meet the main protagonists. You hear a little bit of story about the universe this is set within. You meet our main characters, both good and evil. And the ground is set for what's going to be an epic battle.
Now, you mentioned there's a podcast. I mean, is that a place where a beginner would go, or you'd have to be kind of fully immersed in the Wheel of Time world to listen to that show?
Yeah, you should really have a background, because there's a lot of spoiler stuff that happens in the podcast. Actually, in the podcast is interesting. I've been a somewhat infrequent guest, but also a guest on the podcast, and it's called The Fourth Age, because, of course, our time frame, now that we're past the events of the series, which take place in the Third Age, we're in the Fourth Age. So the podcast is called The Fourth Age. But there are a series of podcasts. There are websites. There's, as I said before, there's a convention. You may have heard of Dragon Con. Does that sound familiar?
Absolutely. I wish we could go to Dragon Con.
So there's a whole track at Dragon Con on this novel and its world. Hmm. It's the Robert Jordan track, or the Dragon track. And what's happened, actually, is there's now even a con that's been spawned off of Dragon Con called Jordan Con, which is exclusively on the Wheel of Time.
Well, I love the sound of any, you know, fully realized universe and series of novels where this kind of wide range of multimedia and fandom exists. I'm not sure, it's a little daunting to dive into it, but it certainly sounds like a winner, Daniel.
Well, and Brian, the best advice is, you know, just to take one novel at a time and you'll be swept away. This was, you know, already there are over 4 million words written in this series. But again, you know, you would just start at the beginning and enjoy them as you go.
That sounds great. So Daniel's three recommendations are music from two artists, Owl City and the Shanghai Restoration Project, Lev Grossman's Magician series, and the Wheel of Time book series by Robert Jordan.
Those are fantastic recommendations, Daniel, and a great mix. You know, you got music, you've got a couple of book series, but one very different from the other. But now that you've enlightened us, we want to know if we can challenge you with some trivia.
You're welcome to challenge me, and I'm sure that I will not do as well as many of your other guests.
Not at all. So here on Pop Talk and Trivia Thursday, we actually let you choose two categories from three that we present to you, and you only need to answer two out of three questions to win the category. Of course, to win is still kind of nebulous, but we'll give it a shot. What are the categories for Daniel?
I'm a chef, and I play one on TV. 2001 A Lyric's Odyssey and All Hallows Eve.
So we've got a TV category, a music lyrics. Those are tricky, but I think we've adapted this category a little bit. And finally, All Hallows Eve, that's a movie category, perhaps in tune with the month. What do you think, Daniel? Which sound good?
So I think I'm going to go with the chef category and the music lyrics category.
All right. I like a guy who likes a challenge. So here we go. I'm a chef and play one on TV.
Number one, this geeky TV chef who combines cooking with science got his start in the biz working behind the camera for Spike Lee and R.E.M.
Name that chef.
I'm going to draw a big blank on that one, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, all right. A geeky chef would be...
Alton Brown from Good Eats on the Food Network.
Yes.
Number two, born in Detroit and now living in Baltimore, this TV chef started off studying art and playing bass guitar in a local band. He briefly held the world record for baking the world's largest cupcake.
You've stumped me again, my friends. You've stumped me again.
It's Duff Goldman, the Ace of Cakes.
So is there a phone a friend as part of this competition?
We might have to introduce that at some point. But that's okay, Dan. You've only got one more question left, and you're free of the TV chef category.
Number three, described as the queen of food porn, this British TV chef is also a journalist and author behind best-selling titles like How to Eat and How to Be a Domestic Goddess.
Oh, and her name starts with an A. Her first name starts with an A. I've heard her interviewed on NPR. Mm. What is her name? It's on the tip of my tongue.
I'd be curious who you're thinking of. The answer doesn't begin with an A, though.
Oh, no. Okay, well, then go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Nigella Lawson.
That's who I was thinking of, but it didn't start with an A, clearly.
Right, there is Nigella an A Lawson's in there, though. Right. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of hers, but that's all right. That's okay. Now's the
if that were a category all about Top Chef, I would have been right there with you.
Yeah, me too. That's one of my favorite shows. I really like the Top Chef Master series.
All right, Daniel, that's okay. We will hopefully you can redeem yourself with our 2001 A Lyrics Odyssey.
We'll give you the lyrics from a top song from 2001, and you name the song. Number one, I'm not worried about the ring you wear, because as long as no one knows, then nobody can care. You're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware, but you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared.
Jen, can you hum it, too?
No, you got to pay extra for that, Daniel.
Oh, okay. Boy. From 2001, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going down. Go ahead. Give me the answer on that one.
It's Follow Me by Uncle Cracker.
Yes.
I could not get away from that song that year. It was reaching to the point where I wanted to pull my hair out. But that's okay. You've still got two chances. There is still a possible win for this category.
And number two, desperate for changing, starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you, letting go of all I've held onto. I'm standing here until you make me move.
Okay, so I'm going to have to hum that one through. I have the tune entirely in my head.
But it's on the tip of your tongue. Yeah, I'm exactly. Falling even more in love with you, letting go of all I've held on to. Come on, Daniel, I'm standing here until you make me move.
Standing here until you make me move.
See, I knew I would get Jen in there somehow.
This is the biggest hint we've ever given.
Oh, I am so sorry, guys. I wish I could do it. I can't.
It's Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse.
Oh, that's it. Thank you.
My golly. Well, Daniel, to save yourself perhaps of a universal result here, here's number three.
You thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. You thought I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chillin'. You thought I wouldn't sell without you, sold 9 million.
That sounds like an Eminem song, but
it's not.
It's not. Okay, so I'm gonna do the big goose egg. Go ahead. Give it to me.
Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Oh,
I hear you, Daniel. Oh my lord! Well, it is a consistent result here. That's perhaps one thing to be proud of here in Pop Talk and Trivia.
I am nothing if not consistent, Ryan.
Exactly. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Well, that was a remarkable showing from Daniel in Boston. Fortunately, his feedback and input on our podcast over the years has been considerably more, shall we say, notable and much more useful. Daniel, can you let everybody know where they can find you, your blog, and on Twitter?
Sure. I'm on Twitter at Barkowitz. You can also find me at Facebook as Daniel Barkowitz. And the blog is Talking to Myself, which is barkowitz.wordpress.org. You can also find me, I'm on social media as Temple Beth Shalom, which is the name of the temple that I work at in Needham, on Twitter, on Facebook, blogging, and doing some work actually in a variant of Constant Contact with an online newsletter as well.
That's fantastic, Daniel, and we hope to continue to hear from you here on Pop Spotting, despite this unfortunate incident.
Oh, you will, absolutely. You know, I have to say, despite not getting any of the answers right, you all always do. So it's always a pleasure to be with you throughout, and I find the podcast extremely valuable and really a part of my daily life.
That's so sweet of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us, Daniel.
Aloha.
And if you'd like to join us on the show, we would love to have you. Volunteers are always welcome at feedback@popspotting.net.
And podcast guest or not, we love hearing from you. And there are many other ways you can get in touch. You can also leave a comment on our blog at popspotting.net, or you can leave a voicemail at 815-310-0808.
You can post your thoughts on our Facebook page at facebook.com/popspotting, or you can tweet us on Twitter at twitter.com/popspotting.
Of course, there's always Google Plus, where you can look us up under Jen or Ryan Ozawa.
We'll be back tomorrow with another great serving of Pop Spotting feedback.
Thanks to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, and Mahaloa Nui Loa to you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
Aloha.
Aloha.